powered by Riverside FM.
Running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Slays and all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.
Welcome to Running Up the Flagpole, episode number 6B. Because 6A got terminated.
I hate that button.
And we are with Dave, Sasha, and Christine.
We sure are.
Uh-oh, producer's on the laughing jack.
So every once in a while, Christine turns purple. And she has a hard time breathing.
Yeah.
She laughs till her stomach hurts. And she kind of cries a little bit.
Probably in 6 months or so after we figure out what we're doing, we'll have a video of this. So we'll have a video podcast live.
And everybody can see her beautiful smiling face.
Yeah, laughing like
the
crazy.
The problem was I hit the Frito button, sound effect.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
No Frito Bandito?
No Frito Bandito. So.
Well, we'll work on that.
We'll take it up with our sponsors.
Yeah. Who is the sponsor, by the way?
Flagpole Buddy.
Whee! So, what are your plans for this weekend?
Not be here.
Wow. That sounds like you don't like to be here.
I love being here with Christine.
Hey.
Well, after spending a weekend out and about with my mom, who was here, I don't want to do anything this weekend. That's my plan. Besides homework.
Mom have a good time?
Mom had a great time. We always have a good time.
Did you
together.
Bring her into work?
No.
Why? You're not proud of where you work?
No, she just got in late on Thursday. We have plans Friday. We're down by the beach. We had stuff going on. You weren't here.
I wasn't?
No. You had to be in Borrego. Okay.
We were
some
Borrego.
Other appliance that's broken.
Yes, we have a broken washer.
Oh, gosh.
So we had to go out there and do that. That's always fun. I'm waiting for the tarantula stampede, though. That's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like little military.
Are you looking for...
If you took the dog for a walk, you'd probably see the tarantula stampede.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah, that's going to be cool.
I'm hoping you can take the dog for a walk, too, for Christina is also. What's your next plan for the weekend?
I don't really have any right now. Every weekend is just kind of...
Flying by the seam of your pants.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. So, speaking of stuff, towing your car behind your RV. If you have an RV, you got to have a dinghy or what they call a towed.
Right. Ribbit.
I think the best, one of the best toads out there, a towable, if you're going to flat tow, is a Jeep. Because they have built into the transmission lube pump. And it actually keeps it pumping while you tow flat with all four tires on the ground. That's the good thing about it. One of the bad things about flat towing is you can't back up. You can back up maybe a foot, and that's about it. You got to think, I can't back up, so you got to be able to drive around.
It's a good thing to have your wife look on Google Maps and look to see the ins and the outs.
Yeah.
She's your course assistant.
Yes.
Course assistant. Yes, exactly. Lay it out. Tell me if I can go through that RV's drive-thru or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know your limits. The towing capacity, that's a big thing to understand. Most people don't. That's
what's the towing capacity on your RV?
35,000 pounds. No, that can't be right.
No, that's what the RV weighs.
Yeah.
Remember the towing 15? Capacity is like 10?
10 to 15.
I think it's like 10.
Do you remember last week when we talked about how Dave tells you to do something but doesn't do something?
Yes.
We're going to tally this one onto that list.
Yeah, you should know this. Whatever it is, you should know it. Me, I should know it.
Well, we just know that it is safe for us to tow our Sprinter behind the RV.
Yeah, we don't have anything that weighs over 10,000 pounds anyway, so.
Maybe your attitude, Dave.
No, it's his ego.
Oh, Dems is fighting.
Oh, ouch.
I didn't say it.
Actually, there's three things you can do to make it flat towable. I'm going to back up here. The first one is to get a car that's got the pump inside the transmission. The gears will keep turning, and they churn the oil up, and the oil causes foam, and the foam expands, and boom, your transmission will blow up. You can get a pump which will pump the oil through your transmission, so you don't have to worry about that oil just sitting there getting hot. Or you can get a driveline disconnect, which I have for the Sprinter, and I do not recommend that.
Wasn't that like a whole adventure dealing with all of that when we got the new Sprinter?
Yes.
Oh, pain. God.
The old Sprinter, I had the pump, and the pump worked great. You just plug it in, boom, and it's flat towing everywhere. It was.
Well, if you checked the oil in it before you drove it on Thanksgiving a couple years ago, then maybe the transmission wouldn't have blown up.
Well, technically, wasn't the transmission. It was a rod. If you knew, if you had a car, you would know that the transmission and a rod and the cylinders are different than.
Oh, I thought it was that the transmission blew.
Oh, no, transmission was fine.
Oh.
It was the engine. The engine, something gave in the engine. It could have been operator error by not checking fluids. I don't know exactly.
I think it was.
Or putting the wrong fluid in, per se.
Interesting.
The tow dolly is cool because you take the front wheels off the ground. It works pretty well. And the nice thing about a tow dolly is you can still back up your car with a tow dolly. So if you get stuck in somewhere, if your wife doesn't tell you the right place to go in.
Christine would never do that.
No, I wouldn't.
I've had to uncouple a few times in some weird situations. One, I don't know if you remember, we were coming home from a trip. And there was a car crash at night, and the police were blocking the road. I stopped. I'm like, shit, I can't back up. So I have to disconnect. So I made a U, but I didn't get all the way around the road. It was like a jackknife. So we had to get out and disconnect in the middle of the road, in the middle of the night, and just was just hoping nobody came driving down that road because they would have ran right smack into us. I like the flat tow. It's just so it's easy. You can also get a trailer and trailer your tow vehicle, but then you got somewhere you got to park the trailer, which is a pain in the butt. The flat tow is cool because you just flat tow it in, undo it, boom, you drive away, and you got your vehicle. The dolly's okay, but again, you got a dolly to deal with. You got to put it somewhere. A lot of campgrounds don't allow you to park dollies and stuff separate from your site, and kind of an issue.
There's so many rules.
Oh, my God. Rules.
We're going to get an RV and we're going to be free and we're going to live out off the land and travel. And then you get to all these places and it's rules and more rules and more rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all life is anymore is just rules.
But the whole idea is to have no rules.
Yeah, no rules.
But that's not real life.
Why can't it be?
I don't know. You were just telling me that that's all that life is. And now you're saying that it's not?
I don't know. I'm very confused by this. But when you're towing, you got to be smart. You got to slow down. Again, people just drive way too fast. And especially on hills, going down a hill, the stopping distance is now increased. You got to do smooth, avoid southern turns.
So basically the same common sense for when you are driving a car or something smaller, you need to do that, but on a grander scale.
Grander is a good word. I like that. Yes, you are correct, Weed Hopper. Yay.
Dave gave me a compliment.
So what else going on?
I don't know. Any fun facts out there in the world right now?
Facts.
Current event?
I do.
Anything
have,
in the news?
This is a weird one. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau had dinner together.
How dare they eat together? What's happening? Is this a matter of national security?
I don't know. What? He's the former Canadian prime minister.
What do you think they had, Katie? Duck?
I don't know.
Does it say where?
They're together in Montreal. Isn't she Canadian?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. Is that an,
yes. Anyway.
Montreal. Have you been to Montreal?
No.
You've been there. Haven't you been there?
No, I've never.
I never took you there?
I've never been to Canada. You've sent me pictures of Gary Zolnarek on a bike, right?
Oh, yeah.
In Montreal.
Yeah.
At some museum. And Mark Schatz and you.
Well, it was a trip to Montreal, but we ended up at the Henry Ford Museum for some reason.
It was a business trip, and he's sending me pictures of, you know.
You got to have fun. Well, yeah. Can't be business all the time, or else we wouldn't be doing this podcast.
Exactly. It's like a mullet. Party in the back, business in front. Mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you travel.
And you're not getting a mullet. please.
Dave and I were just talking about this morning about his hair. I asked him, hey, are you growing your hair back out? He said, well, it's hair. It just grows. I said, okay, but you're not actively cutting it. And he said, well, I'm not watering it. Yeah, I got a shower for that. So,
I took 3 showers this weekend or last weekend.
And none of them were with chlorine water in the pool. We'll see how this weekend goes in Borrego.
Did you see that they're trying to get hazardous chemicals out of shampoo and what's that stuff you put on your
lotion?
Body wash?
Oil?
No.
Body wash?
No. Sun?
Sunscreen?
Sunscreen. There we go. There's all sorts of chemicals and stuff in there that's not good.
Maybe I won't be allergic to it anymore.
That'll be good.
What's going to help protect you from the sun? If the Well, I'm just saying, like, what's the point of using it? If those chemicals are what help you prevent sun damage and then you take them out.
I thought that they'd figure out something else.
I mean, why don't they take all those nasty ingredients out of our food?
Well, they're working on that too.
Sounds like they're working on a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some finished products.
They're taking it out of your cosmetics too.
Great.
Do you remember?
Let me see some finished products.
Did you remember the Batman movie where the Joker tainted the cosmetic supply?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
So all the news people, they couldn't wear cosmetics and they're all looking like, you know, no makeup on. And then they tainted the toilet paper.
Was this a nightmare you had?
Yeah.
Or maybe a dream?
No, that was real.
Should I be careful of the toilet paper in the Flagpole Buddy bathroom?
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Here we are. Just talking about poop again.
As one does.
So do you have a poop story to add?
I think we missed a poo-poo chronicles last week.
Oh.
We need a poo-poo chronicle story. Come on, Dave.
Can you not think of one?
Well, I have. Oh, yeah. I've got a really good one. We were at the NASCAR track in Fontana. You weren't there. We were doing an RV show.
I was going to say.
We were doing an RV show, and the show was outside the racetrack, and the vendors got to camp inside the racetrack where the drivers would stay. So all our RVs were camped right there. Pretty cool. And it was pretty much just us.
And I wasn't there.
Who's
no, it was an RV show that you didn't attend. There was a few of them that I did by myself out there.
Can you tell me who's we? You keep saying we.
I know.
Oh, like Tony and Amy.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Oh my gosh.
Vicky
and
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember his name.
He's too.
Yeah. Well.
Steve, George, Richard, Henry, Bob.
No.
Lionel,
this is somebody that will listen to this podcast.
Timothy, so Travis,
I really apologize.
Kevin,
oh my
Steven,
gosh,
William, Bruce, Ben. Gosh, I could name dudes all day.
Plays hockey. I mean, it's just like
Brian, Paul.
How can I forget
Oliver? Jesus. I could keep going over here. Nothing's ringing a bell.
No.
Trevor.
No.
Sam.
Maybe we should call him.
Sean.
What's your name?
Nick.
That's terrible.
No,
they will listen to this. Well, you know that, right?
Well, maybe they will. And he'll just go, oh my God, these people don't really know me. And I'll say, yeah, I don't. Because he didn't come to our RV the last time they were in Borrego.
Anybody have their cell phone? You could look at your contacts. That might ring a bell for
it
you.
It would.
I do have my cell phone. You guys talk while I look for my cell phone.
Utilize our resources, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're would rather guess people's names.
You're leaving me on. We're waiting for you. What? We need the name and we need the story. We weren't there. We established that already.
Yeah, I was not there. So
somehow it's you who's wrapped up in a poo-poo chronicle again. Nobody else but Dave.
He likes
Al.
Al.
Sorry, Al.
It was just two.
I'm so
two
sorry,
letters.
Vicky. Oh my gosh.
It's okay.
Two letters.
Al probably couldn't
remember two letters. A L. Al.
Anyway, so he's a carny like us, and Tony and Amy, we're all parked together. There at the track, there's no dump station. They have what they call the honey wagons. So the honey wagons come around, and they pump out your honey. If you want to
stop. Stop. This has to be one of the worst things I've ever heard.
It's really gross.
Pooh Bear would be rolling around in his grave. Disgusting.
Wait, it gets better. It gets better. Just hold on.
Or worse, whichever way you want to think about it.
Aww.
So these honey wagons, most of the time these honey wagons go around and they just suck out the poo. Excrement.
Stop.
and that's it, you know, and they go away. Well, at the racetrack, they put in blue stuff, too, into the porta potties. So they go around, suck out the porta potty, and then they pump in blue stuff. So Al had the guy come over to dump his RV.
Honey.
Yes, honey. I think the first thing he did, he connected it all up, turned on the switch, and he forgot to reverse it from pumping blue stuff.
Into the porta potties.
It pumped blue stuff back through his RV, and all the honey that was in there pushed, came out of the shower, came out of the toilets, came out of everywhere. It actually came out of the roof. It was like a shower over the RV.
Of blue poop.
No,
mostly, it was poop.
It was poop mostly because the blue stuff went in to push all the poop down. And so it all that everywhere, the sinks, it was in.
I hate it here.
It was all over. No, it got everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Oh, my God. It's just.
But since then, they have gotten a new RV.
Thank God, because it would be shitty to be in that one.
Yeah.
That would have been a good button press, producer.
Oh.
If you keep going, the only buttons you're going to be pressing are Christine's.
He is pressing my buttons.
Yeah, poor Al. We talked to Al, you got to call Hazmat or something. But they had it, they got it all cleaned up and went on. I'm like,
Never catches a break, this Al. He got a poop shower on his RV. He's got great friends that don't remember his name. He just can't catch a break.
And he's a great guy.
Him
and
Vicky are
hilarious. So
just not
that's
memorable.
My poop story for the week. So
just a joke.
You're joking?
Am I?
I don't know.
Anyway.
So since things have gotten so romantic with the honey and the anybody remember their first date? God, I hope it was better than that.
Their first date.
Or your first kiss.
How about that? First kiss.
Well, yeah, because they're completely different.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I couldn't go on dates in kindergarten.
Yeah. I couldn't. My first kiss was like when I was like 6 years old.
Yeah.
I was on the back of a bike, little like a tricycle bike.
All I see is the saw clown. Want to play a game?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
What?
Sure, my name's Christine.
No.
Come here, little pigtail.
Come here, little girl. It was a horse, no. No, it was a little boy.
That's good. That's a good start.
Do you remember who it was?
No, I'm sorry. I don't remember his name.
Really?
But it was in San Diego.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd hope so.
It was at our 43rd house.
So you were on the bike. 44th Street. And was he on a bike or was he?
Well, no, I was behind him on the bike.
Oh.
So was he riding the bike and you smooshed him while he was riding it?
And I was like,
behind. So he was like.
So.
You remember those big long seats?
Yeah. Banana seat.
I was sitting on the back of the banana seat.
Okay.
So were you guys mobile when he was giving you smooches?
No.
Oh, you guys
all
stopped.
Of our friends were like standing around and we were stopped. And he turned around and he kissed me.
Aww.
I was like 6 years old.
Were you confused?
Six.
Yeah. Yeah, I was confused.
I was six too.
How old was he? Like 12 or 15?
No, he was like 6 or 7.
And he knew to kiss somebody that age?
It wasn't
you
like
you see your parents kiss and stuff.
But David, it wasn't like a kiss. Like
with tongue. Like a French kiss.
It was just like a kiss.
Just a peck, like.
Yeah.
Aw.
It was like my first love. It was like, you know.
Really? And you don't remember his name?
Well, okay, it wasn't a love. It was just like my first, you know, little.
I was 5 or 6. It was in the red slide on the playground. At my elementary school with Connor Peck, which I feel is funny that his last name's Peck.
That is. Sort of.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He had blue eyes, black hair, freckles, really fair skin.
And you kissed him or he kissed you?
We kissed each other. It takes two to tango.
Not necessarily. Let me tell you my little story.
Oh, God.
No. Is this the babysitter story?
No, this is one you probably haven't heard.
Oh, no.
This is Critchfield Grade School. It must have been around third or fourth grade.
No. I feel like this is going to be like a real kiss.
This was, no, well, I don't know. Anyway, I might have been kind of sarcastic back then. And
I am so surprised.
I was so cute. All the girls were chasing me around. And I remember Marsha Kessler.
Marsha.
That was going to come up. I don't know what the deal was, but she would chase me around and kick me and do all sorts of things. And one time, she was bigger than I was. I mean, not fat, but she was just stronger.
Say what you mean.
Now,
get it out.
No.
Was she taller than you?
She was taller and she was bigger. I mean,
yeah. So she chased you? She picked on you, kicked you?
Yeah, she'd always pick on me and kick me and stuff like that and blah, blah, blah. And then a couple of the other girls would follow, would do the same kind of thing. And I'm like, God. And at times, I'm like, what's the deal? What happened here? And this one time, they held me down. And they had Sally kiss me. I don't know why, but I remember that.
It feels traumatic. Like
it
this.
It was traumatic. I was forced to kiss somebody.
You might have issues with like physical touch and stuff because this happened to you.
Yeah. I don't like it when Christine kicks me.
No, he doesn't like that. Imagine that.
She does it a lot.
I do not.
You press her buttons a lot.
Buttons. What happens? Why do people say buttons instead of buttons? Why is this? I saw it on the news the other day. It drives me crazy.
Say so button. If we're going to talk button. About words.
Button.
What about wash?
Wash?
Worsh.
Worsh. What is it? Wash or wash? Wash?
It's spelled W-A-S-H. So how would you pronounce
wash.
That?
Wash.
I'm going to wash my clothes.
Yeah.
Which worsh. Way do you say it?
Iron.
How do you say wash, Christine?
Worsh.
Where's the R?
Don't really know.
She's looking at me like she's trying to find it.
I have a lot of relatives in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And that's where I learned how to say worsh.
There's got to be something you can't spell or pronounce. I mean, you come up with your own words.
Tequila.
You said that just fine.
You just said that.
Fine. Say concussed.
Concussed.
He has to
say it in a sentence.
He has to look at you when he says it.
We know.
Yeah, catch him. Yeah.
I can't remember shit.
But that's not
you
true.
You are a member of the CRS club.
Yes, I am.
But that's not necessarily true. There's plenty of stuff you can remember. I think it's selective. I don't think it's that you can't. I think that you choose not to.
So do we go over your first kiss?
Yeah, Connor Peck.
Okay. Remember the little freckles?
I couldn't remember.
Anybody remember their first date?
No, I don't actually.
I think my first like real kiss was probably in like fifth, sixth grade maybe. I think it was David Harper.
Oh, what was your first date?
A real.
You know what?
Me?
No, it was, his name was Jim, and it was to a drive-thru in C&T. I don't remember the movie.
He was old enough to drive.
I bet you don't remember the movie. Bet you're occupied. Well, sweet little innocent Christine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jim.
I don't remember my first like real date. I'm sure it was the movies. Like I feel like that's what we did. We'd go to the mall and go to the movies and whatever. I'll never forget. Have you guys seen the movie Employee of the Month?
No.
No.
With Jessica Simpson and... what's his name? He was in a lot of comedies.
Like the Red Stapler one?
No.
What was that one?
Office Space. Have you seen my Stapler?
Yeah. That's the only one I can think of.
You got any TPS forms? You fill out my TPS form.
You sound just like him. Employee of the Month was like in a grocery store setting, like a Costco or whatever. And my boyfriend in like seventh grade, and we were supposed to go see it. And my dad was taking me to meet him, and I was having issues with my contacts. And so my eye was infected in red, and I couldn't put my contact in. So I went on this date with just one contact in, and I put my bangs over my other eye, and I watched it like that because I didn't want to wear my glasses on my date. So that's a fun date story.
That wasn't your first one?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm trying to remember my first unforced kiss.
Where you weren't assaulted.
Lori Russell on the back porch over at Jane Burby's house. Sorry about that.
So he's going to draw us a picture of how it was laid out on the porch.
I could draw you a schematic. Me and the boys, my crew.
Your posse.
We're camping out. You know, we like in the neighborhood camp out, right?
Listening to Barry Manilow. And the monkeys.
No, real bad. The monkeys were not allowed.
No,
were they?
Maybe the monkeys. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Is this with Wado and Tim?
No,
and
no. This was the local neighborhood Beacon Hills gang.
Oh.
Kenny Jones and probably Bruce Raymaker, maybe even Mike Smoody. I don't remember.
Smoody. That just sounds like an old school name.
Smoody.
But anyway.
Yeah, Smoody. Mike Smoody. Anyway, he'd always get me in trouble. He was always... He did turn me on to Black Sabbath, though. So anyway, so we'd camp out. The crew would camp out, and we'd always go around and say, okay, where are the girls at? Where are the girls camping? Where are they at? Because the girls really didn't camp, but they had slumber parties. So they were on Burby's screened-in porch. Mr. Burby, scariest man in the neighborhood. Burby. He was bad. He was scary. So we sneak into the back onto the porch, and the girls let us in. And the girl I liked, Lori Russell, was in there. And everybody was pairing off. And I'm next to Lori. And it's like, should we do this?
Okay.
We kissed.
Why is your voice so deep?
It was a good long kiss.
It went from a fun story to like a
scary story.
Scary, kind of creepy.
Well, yeah. kind of
creepy. That is a good
and
part.
Then we kissed. I kissed her.
and then when I got the kiss, I said, "Wow!" You know, when we were done, and that was too loud. And then the lights in the house came on.
Oh, I knew the dad came out.
And the Burby. The Burby, Mr. Burby came out. Chase says, "You boys, I'm going to kill you. Oh, if I catch you. Run.
I feel like boys are so proud of this story. The one where you get caught by the dad or chased out or what have you. Larry has a chased out story too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like a police officer and he got chased out with a gun.
And how old was he? Six?
He was like in junior high.
Junior high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's his first time he got a kiss?
No, that's when he got chased out of the house.
Oh, I've been shot at. Yeah, shit happens.
We got a real thug out here, guys. A real gangster.
Anyway.
In our gang. So the Burby chased us back, and that was probably the first unforced kiss.
You still got chased after and almost assaulted.
Yeah, that was all part of the game. That was the fun part.
It's not a real kiss if somebody doesn't chase after me and beat me up.
Well, it's like a party in college. It's not a real party unless the police come.
That's true. So same gentleman that I went on that date with.
Yeah.
When we broke up, my dad was really happy because he said it looked like I was babysitting my little brother.
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
So he was probably like 5'1" and like real skinny. He would have made a really pretty girl. Like a really pretty girl. He had fair skin, hazel eyes, like deep set hazel eyes, black curly hair.
It's amazing how you remember. I mean, you remembered your first kiss, what he looked like, the dark hair and the blue eyes and the freckles. And
can't remember the guy's name.
I know.
This guy was a first for a lot of things. So it's easy for me to remember what this gentleman looked like.
Gentleman? So he was pretty old?
No, he wasn't really a gentleman. He was my first for a lot of things, so it's easy for me to remember.
Yeah, but I never heard anybody call their boyfriend a gentleman when you're like 8.
I wasn't 8. She wasn't junior high.
What junior high is what? 12?
13, 12.
Oh, there you go. You're mature then.
Oh, I was.
I'm still not mature. What do you mean?
I didn't do all that stuff until I was like 15.
What stuff, Christine?
I don't know. I don't know.
When was your first marriage?
Hello?
See, technically...
Do you remember him?
It was
do
John,
I have to?
John Buzzle married us
What are you talking?
On the playground in Critchfield.
Oh.
My girlfriend,
Raylan
Hildebrand.
Oh.
Raylan and I were a hot item. We were like the 90210 of the school.
You don't lack confidence. Never have.
No, he
man,
hasn't.
Oh, man.
And so for some reason, we wanted to get married. And so on the back playground, we were holding hands or whatever. Our friends were there. And John was saying, I now pronounce you man and sow. You may kiss the bride.
Man and sow? Like she was a cow?
So then we chased him around the playground.
That sounds like a wonderful wedding.
So I don't know if we said I do or not. So I'm not sure.
So you might be a polygamist.
I might be. Yeah, I might still be married to Raylan. This must be fourth grade.
Maybe. I don't ever remember playing like husband, wife or like my pretend wedding or anything like that when I was a kid.
I don't either.
Huh.
I remember like talking about a wedding and thinking about it, whatever. But like you see in movies or in Dave's 90210 childhood where they like pretend that they get married with their buddies. And like, I don't remember doing that. Nobody wanted to marry me when I was a kid. I had to bribe
so
Larry to do it now.
Yeah, exactly. Shotgun wedding, was it?
No, he married me twice legally. And then we had a ceremony and then we had ceremony and reception. We did it at the courthouse and then we did it. It was during COVID. It was a rough time.
Oh.
We did what needed to be done. But we were engaged for like 6 years before we got married.
Well, she was engaged to be engaged.
Yes, I was.
Aww.
To a Mormon missionary.
Oh.
Yeah. That didn't work out. He went to Australia.
On a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then what that left Dave on a mission.
Why do you get creepy about stuff?
Exactly.
You, I don't know. All I can think about is Campagno. It's got like seven O's at the end.
Emily Campagno.
And then what's the dad's name? Burry? Bradbury? Oh. The dad that chased you?
Oh,
the
Burby.
Scary one.
Mr. Burby. It's a Burby.
Huh. And now
he's big.
Dave's on a mission.
I don't know. I just like the sound of that. It's deep. Because my voice is always kind of
not
wimpy.
That. No, normal.
Creepy. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, what? I don't know. Where are we going?
You didn't have a first date?
Well, I had a first marriage before I had a first date with Raylan there. I'm trying to think of a first date. Would you consider a date on a bicycle a date? Or would you consider...
I don't know, ask Christine. That's where she had her first kiss.
That was my first kiss.
Oh.
No.
So on a in a car?
You actually
first
went...
Date?
No, you actually, yeah, went someplace. Did your mom and dad take you someplace with somebody?
Interesting you say that. I remember now going to the LaPorte Theater. And man, I must have been... I was really young. And dad dropped me off with... Natalie Smith and her cousin Mark. So anyway, Natalie was this most beautiful girl I had ever seen.
At the time.
The one that got away.
I don't know if she got away. Well, she did get away.
Were you talking like this?
No wonder she ran.
No, we went to the LaPorte Theater and they were playing Puss in Boots. Remember the movie Puss in Boots? It was a cartoon, kind of a cartoon, I think. But he was a swashbuckler cat, Puss in Boots.
That was your first date?
First date. We went there and Natalie and I hung out and I don't think we kissed.
How old were you?
I'm telling you, it was like six, seven. It was young. Freaking young. And I don't know how it got all set up. I just remember Mark lived in the neighborhood and I don't know. And then
is the new Puss in Boots that came out in my time like a remake of something that came out prehistorically?
Yes, prehistorically.
Because I'm like, wait a minute, did you not go on a date till you were like 35? Did I miss something? Oh. This makes sense now.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to watch the original.
We had cats growing up at my mom's named Puss in Boots.
Oh, so now you know
I know.
Why.
Well, that was based off of like Shrek Puss in Boots, not Dinosaur Time Puss in Boots.
Yeah, that was cool. That was like the first time dad took me somewhere, dropped me off. I was surprised that I could stay there. He'd let me there alone.
Eww. It was a different time.
Yeah, it was. The movie theater was classic, though. Man, it was one of those big theaters with must have been 200 or 300 seats, or maybe 400. It was huge. The screen was huge. It was really cool.
Was it like a Roman Colosseum? I'm just thinking, like, what could have happened at that time?
Honey, you want to wrap it up?
No, I want you guys to wrap it up. Let's go.
Oh, gosh, you're so antsy.
Okay. That's it this week for Running Up the Flagpole. Thank you for listening.
Running up the flagpole, proud and true. Stairs and all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.